This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 305 for Monday, March 13th. I'm Adam Pelashotti. The ICE Futures canola market is continuing its prolonged sell-off, going along with weakness in comparable oils to start the week. Chicago soy oil is in the decline, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank has rattled the markets, including crude oil prices, which are already down approximately $2 US per barrel this morning. The Canadian dollar is up 0.4 of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract is down $6.80 per ton at $771. In the US, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mixed and negative. Russia's foreign ministry announced over the weekend that it will begin talks with the United Nations today to discuss the future of the Black Sea Grain Initiative in Geneva, Switzerland. Many diplomats are optimistic that the deal can be renewed. Dry areas of Argentina are expected to receive rains later this week and next week, but it will not likely affect topsoil moisture. On the other hand, south-central Brazil is too wet, delaying safrinha corn plantings. Planting progress for Brazil's second corn crop should exceed 75% by this week. The May corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.15. Brazil's soybean harvest pace is close to the five-year average, but it is still 10% behind last year's levels. Due to rains in some areas of Brazil and not enough in others, production estimates from Brazilian sources are short of the record 153 million tons projected by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Meanwhile, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has cut its estimate for Argentina's soybean crop down to 29 million tons, lower than the USDA's repeatedly reduced estimate of 33 million. The May soybean contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.05. As Russia goes into negotiations over the Black Sea Grain Initiative, prices for Russian and Australian wheat continue to drag down world prices. Precipitation over the U.S. southern and central plains will be minimal, affecting much of the U.S. hard red winter wheat crop, while heavy amounts will fall over the Pacific Northwest. Saudi Arabia has purchased 1.043 million tons of wheat from optional origin. Tunisia also bought 234,000 tons of soft milling wheat, while Algeria has tendered to buy 50,000 tons, with both countries seeking product of optional origin. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.83. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.98. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.31. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, March 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.